So we could say a couple of things, and I'm just going to harp on a little introduction appetizer, and then say something that might actually be useful, and then just say something that's totally trivial that I found interesting. So the appetizer is just remembering our Elizabeth, how she praises Mary. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So there's no doubt in the mind of St. Luke, who's writing the scripture, that Jesus, the one who is coming, is not some wise man or a great personage or whoever. He's God. Because Mary's being hailed as the mother of Adonai, the Hebrew word for my Lord. So early on, this clear-cut, obvious message that the Messiah, to the shock of the Jews and to the shock and sometimes dismay of us who have come after, that no, it's not one more prophet among others, one more great man next to Muhammad or whoever else. It's God who was received, who was recognized. The mother of my Lord has come. So that was the appetizer. But in that greeting, that episode between Mary and Elizabeth, the author this morning that I was reading in the Office of Readings, he made a neat point that everything about so much of that we do in the church is sacramental, meaning that it is external signs that are efficacious, that bring about internal but hidden but great divine mysteries, events taking place. They're efficacious. They're external things that do something on the inside. They're living signs. Not just signs, but living signs. You pour water on somebody's head and you say the words of baptism and the baby hears human words, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is coming upon him on the inside that you don't see. So Mary greets Elizabeth, and for all we know, it was the most human, typical Hebrew shalom, hey, how you doing? And with those external words, something tremendous happens on the inside. Mary says something, Elizabeth hears, believes, and the tremendous miracle takes place from within. And John the Baptist leaps in her womb filled with what? The Holy Spirit. So just that interesting dynamic that was always characteristic of our Lord's activity, the external simplicity, simple things, tangible things, audible things that bring about something tremendous and mysterious and divine hidden within. We say on the altar, this is my body which will be given up for you. Simple words, but hidden and invisibly something divine, miraculous is taking place, and we're able to see it and witness it every day. The Holy Spirit comes down upon the altar. And the miracle takes place where the bread and wine, that they look like bread and wine, they are not bread and wine. After those simple words are said, something changes on the inside that we don't see. So if you got that, at least you got something. I'm just going to share with you a weird trivia fact. Bear with me. What's the most common song in Advent? Yeah, go for it. What is it? Yes. Y'all were all going to say that. O come, Emmanuel. Where does that come from? Not O come, Emmanuel. Every single verse comes from the liturgy of every day in these last 9 days, the novena before Christmas, from the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Right? 9, 25. Okay. So every single antiphon, they call it the O antiphons because everyone starts with O. O so-and-so, O wisdom, O come, O come, O wisdom, O Emmanuel, O King, O Adonai, O whatever. And every Vespers of each day of those 9 days is that antiphon. So that song pretty much took these last 9 days before Christmas and made a song out of them. And everyone, I'll use Latin because it's even more fascinating in Latin. It starts off, O wisdom, O sapientia, and it goes on coming on from, you know, from on high. O Adonai, O Lord, O mighty Lord, O Radix, O root of Jesse, O Clavis, O key of David, O Oriens, O rising dawn, O Rex, what does Rex mean? King, right? O King of nations. And then the last one, which is our first one in the song, O Emmanuel. Which really floored me is if you take the first letter of each of those Latin words and you spell it backwards, it's really weird. Somebody had a lot of time for this. E-R-O, arrow, C-R-A-S, cross. Tomorrow I will come. So that when he finished on the ninth day, the next day was Christmas. Tomorrow I will come. Anyway, somebody had a lot of spare time. It's great though. Our liturgy is so deep. There's mystery upon mystery upon mystery. How did they do that? I don't know. But go figure. We just open our hearts to the great mystery, the capital M mystery of mysteries that takes place in just a few days as we prepare for the coming of our Lord, and really as we receive him in mystery every day in the Mass. We see the visible, we hear the audible, but the divine mystery that takes place upon the altar as our Lord and God himself comes to us. Let us go to it with that same joy of the first reading. Let us go to it with that same haste of our Blessed Mother, to go and receive and see this great thing that our Lord does for us through the sacraments and the mysteries of our faith. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.